With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Ward Just, his roots firmly in his native Midwest, is an expatriate living in Paris, as does the German protagonist of his recent novel, The Translator.
Expatriation interests me, whether it's people who grew up in the Middle West who end up East, or Americans who go to Europe.
And The Translator, a young German boy, Sidney, sees the violent end of World War II. As an adult, Sidney, of course, cannot be blamed for the Third Reich.
And yet, one way and another, meant to bear the scars of the Third Reich, meant to bear the consequences of the Third Reich.
Ward Just says it's hard for people his age, he's in his mid-50s, to erase the memory of what the Germans did during the war, yet...
It is not right to damn an entire nation, an entire people.
Just doubts history will repeat itself.
Germany may go on to become a beast of a country, but it'll be a beast in a different way.
In the novel, Sidney goes to Paris to work as a translator. He meets and marries another expatriate, a woman from America, and he becomes involved in an Eastern European arms deal with an ugly American called Junko.
Junko thinks there's profit to be made by somebody who gets in there sooner and quicker than anybody else. There's just a way to strip those societies of every last remaining asset, whatever little gold bullion they've got lying around.
Ward Just, one of America's best writers, has crafted a taut thriller of expatriates and European intrigue in The Translator, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I'm interested in the effects of memory and family and country on people.
That's novelist and ex-newspaper man Ward Just, who for the past 5 years has lived the expatriate life in Paris.
I use it as a working environment, believe it or not. It's odd to think that you go to Paris and that's what you do there is work. But that's what I tend to do. And it, for me, the value of it is the distance from the United States.
Which makes him see America with greater clarity. Ward Just says he lives on the margin in Paris, barely speaks the language, and understands little he reads in the French papers. But he loves the city, the food, the drink, and insists the French are no more rude than anyone else.
Now, in the height of the season, in the tourist season in Paris, you will find exasperated French all over the city. But I think everybody's exasperated in August. They're exasperated on Martha's Vineyard. I don't know why they shouldn't be exasperated on the Champs-Élysées.
Ward Just sets his recent novel, The Translator, in Paris. It's the story of a German expatriate who gets caught up in a scheme to cash in on the changing economic structure of Eastern Europe. There's a subplot involving the translation of dense German novelists into English.
There is a bleakness and austerity to their vision and their prose as it is translated into English that I found just very attractive.
Ward Just writes with a sure hand. His psychological thriller, The Translator, was published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.